Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming here live from Victoria, Avenel. Here I am on the walk with Michael Long, the long walk, and talking to all the different walkers on the journey. And I got Sister here with me now, has come to join me for a yarn. Very good morning, Mez, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Introduce yourself, Sister.
Yeah, my name's Maren Apmadaly. And I come from the Western Urunda people from Alice Springs. And in 2004, I joined Michael along with three other women to Canberra. And
on the long walk back then.
On the long walk back then. And
here we are today doing the long walk for the Yes campaign.
That's correct.
For the referendum for the vote that's coming up in 14 October. So you're still in strong support of Michael and the yes vote, yeah?
Absolutely. About 6 weeks ago, I think it would have been, about when Michael gave me a call and asked if I would come and join him again, and I said absolutely, and this time I would be walking beside him.
Beautiful.
And, yeah, I'm all for the change.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm a grandmother, and I've got seven grandchildren, and I want to see a better future for them as well.
For them as well, beautiful.
And our future generations, and also for reconciliation in Australia. This needs to happen now, and, yeah, and I don't like to just get up and walk for nothing and get blisters,
yeah.
And, you know,
yep.
But it's worth it if it's going to make a change and a better country for all of us to, you know,
Join together in
harmony and,
yes.
Yeah, united.
Well, here we are walking, enjoying the walk. Yeah, like I said, it's it takes a bit out of you, but it's good for your heart. And we need to do it for our future. Things don't change. If things don't change, we don't have a treaty as such. So a voice to Parliament, just to be having a seat at the table with the Parliament, is utmost important.
Oh, totally. It needs to happen. It's well overdue. And Michael says that we're not going to see this again in our lifetime. And so it's imperative that this happens now. Otherwise, I'm really worried of what's going to happen if this doesn't get over the line. But let's think positive, because I really feel that as we go along, we're building up the momentum.
We are.
And so we've met some amazing people along
Black
the
and white.
Black and white that
yes.
are joining.
Yes.
And there's lots more to come. And
exactly.
And I'm looking forward to some of my family and children joining me somewhere along the line.
Along the journey, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, where are you based? Where are you living at the moment, Mez?
I don't like to say it too loud, but like I said, I come from the Western Urunda people.
Yes.
But I was raised in Geelong through Stolen Generation.
Okay.
And I'm now living in Queensland.
I'm a Queensland boy. I'm saluting you.
That's what I'm choosing. But I love it. I live in Noosa and I really love it. And I have a business up there as well. And
what business do you have, sister?
So I'm an artist.
Artist, okay,
yeah, I'm
lovely.
A Western Urunda artist.
Yes.
And so I'm a business owner, entrepreneur. An
good.
Artist.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I will purchase some stuff
with
you for my beautiful grandchildren. Look, thank you for joining me, my sister. So you're on the journey all the way through to Canberra?
All the way. Whatever it takes, I'll be there.
And you've got your partner with you?
Yep, my husband.
Yes,
yep.
Okay,
yep.
Lovely,
got
yes.
my hubby with me.
Yeah, bodyguard.
It's hard.
Yes.
And I think Michael's just incredibly...
He's powerful, isn't he?
Amazing. Like, he is our Nelson Mandela.
There you go. Beautiful.
And I really mean that. I've always said that.
Yeah,
beautiful. And a lot of people don't realise the other side of Michael, the things that he does that people don't see.
No, he's so down to
earth. I've witnessed the other side of him, what he does for people and family. And I don't know how he stretches himself so far.
Well, 20-odd years ago, he retired from football, but he's kicking goals in life at the moment, isn't
absolutely.
He?
Absolutely. But, you know, he can't keep doing this.
Sure, exactly.
He's got to have a life too, and he has a family. And so anyway, I hope that everyone comes and joins us from everywhere.
Sure.
So if you're
on the so-called path, we come to your town, come to your city, join the walk.
Yes.
Join the walk.
Yes.
That's all we ask. We walk for 2Ks, then we go to the next township because of rules and regulations and highways and what have you. Back 20-odd years ago, back in 19 years ago when they did the walk, they've got new rules now, so we can't walk the highways. So now we go to townships and walk for 2Ks around the township, then we go to the next town. Come and join us on the walk is what you're saying, Mez.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, also... with Queensland and Western Australia lagging behind at the moment, let's hope that you all come on board.
Good.
And, you know, we need you to stand with us all. We need to do this together.
Lovely. Mez, thank you, my sister. All the best. Keep hiking, and we'll talk soon, sis.
Jeez.
All right, too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Sister Mez, and she was one of the females that did the walk with Michael Long 19-odd years ago, and she's come to join him again for the walk for the Yes campaign. And we'll be arriving in Canberra about the 13th, 14th September. So seek it out. Look at the webpage and join the walk, you mob. This is Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry National Talk Black. Tune in and add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416. And take care. Stay black. Stay deadly. And feed Joe. Chipper 44. You're my island, Aboriginal girl. Aboriginal girl. And I love you for the color of your skin. Ninga Miel Gomo. Guriwan Balo. Guriwan Balo. Girl, you've been on my mind for some time now. I like your smile. You are black and beautiful. You're my island queen. The darker the skin, the deeper the roots. I won't stop telling you you're beautiful to me. Hey, tell me if it's real, girl, 'cause I don't want it to end. I want our love to last forever, ever, baby. So take me by the hand, 'cause I want you to stay with me forever, ever, baby. You're my island, Aboriginal girl. Aboriginal girl. And I love you for the color of your skin. Can fly around the world. Ain't no one like you, girl.
By them in the surface of it work. We'll make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. We'll make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. We'll make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. You must have me, San Balarayan. I take our rib, I got my sea island. Born and bred where Kyoto Island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again. Another after MB full blood, new in mind. Another after MB cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now Zulai one sends a light blown to the straight island. How much the young you bad when after become after matter make it dance after make it the mocker. And man no understand when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come once it's time we snag a band. Woman nag a man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command man from make it wrong decision. Them come, but we no sabe si that matter work. They make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we don't divide them in the surface of it work. Will they make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt? But what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. Will they make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls? While we don't divide them in the surface of it work. Will they make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt? But what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. Bye bye, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Matter love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up, they gobble gob. Matter listen club, them kind was in Mara. Bala make it damn kind, you gon' matter stop. Bombay, them kind was say kuyo password wap now. Then kind was say speed up password woomerap. How matter ya new bad when after we come? After matter make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, dive up matter down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was say waiting naga vow. Watching naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking all out, but gunny go pop. From sissy walk up, from inside south. Then now, but we no sabe see them matter work. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work. Will they make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls? While we does it by them in the surface of it work. Will they make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt? But what you thought we could be with, we saw it work. Will they make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls? While we does it by them in the surface of it work. Will they make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt? But what you thought we could be with, we saw it work.
Janda banapi bamanda, janda bakat janda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Well, life is like, oh, like a river. You only read what you sow. I hope it's good, and what you give her in return for what you grow. Oh, I'm going down.
Oh, I'm going down.
Down the river today.
To the river today.
I'm jumping in the water. People moving just like a river on its way to the sea. Oh, we're sorry all that you give her is nothing but tears and misery. And I'm going down.
careful.
Better be careful.
Oh, be careful.
Better be careful.
Cause it's just like
society.
Life is like, or like a river. You only reap how what you sow. I hope it's good how what you give her. In return for what you grow. I'm going down the river today. I'm jumping in the water. Wash my sins away. I listen to a story from long ago. I'm jumping in the water. Wash my soul in the river's flow. Jumping in the water, wash my soul in that river's flow.
Baby, it was me. Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program, Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's I, Trevor Tim, 20, Trevor Murray from the Curry, live here in Victoria, Victoria Country, with Michael Long. Been here for the last couple of days, doing the long walk. And look, lucky enough to catch up with Ian Chesterman, who's the president of the Australian Olympic Committee. And a very good morning. How are you?
Great, Trevor. Thanks. Lovely to be here, isn't it? It's been an exciting day.
Well, I was just saying, colder than nun's kiss for this little Murray from North Queensland, but it is a beautiful, beautiful day today. Weather's fantastic, and I'm tuning into it. I'm loving it. So, look, congratulations being here. So you are a yes man if we're looking at Michael Long and you are here on the walk.
Yeah, absolutely. The Australian Olympic Committee was one of the first big major sporting organisations to come out in support of the Yes campaign. We altered our own constitution back in 2015 to recognise the first Australians and to commit ourselves to reconciliation through sports. That was back in 2015. In 2018, we initiated our first Indigenous Advisory Committee.
Beautiful.
That's with a group of Olympic Indigenous athletes.
And who heads that up, Ian?
Patrick Johnson.
Patrick Johnson, yeah, big shout out, brother. Yep.
Yep. 9.93 for the 100 metres.
9.93. Yes.
Yeah. He's a very. He was a great athlete, and he's a great man. He's a great leader of this Indigenous Advisory Committee. So I spoke to Patrick, I spoke to the Indigenous Advisory Committee, and I said, what do you want us to do? You know,
sure.
There's no point in us having a voice.
Not the tail wagging the dog.
If we don't ask our voice what
yes.
they want us to do.
Exactly.
And they gave it a lot of consideration and came back and said, we would like you to support the voice. That sat very comfortably with me and
okay.
with my executive.
Okay.
The Athletes Commission. Our Athletes Commission chaired by Kate Campbell, who's, of course, the great swimmer.
Swimmer. Yes.
And the Athletes Commission came out and supported as well. So at our annual general meeting back in May, the AOC Executive and the AOC Athletes Commission committed themselves to support the Yes campaign.
Good.
So it was a great opportunity today to come along and support Michael and to just show our commitment to the cause. And he's doing so much good work. I thought it was nice to be able to add our support to what he's doing.
Exactly. And look, it's a fantastic acknowledgement, and Michael Long is understand that, and his persona in this country is second to none. And so he did the walk 19 odd years ago. He's doing the walk for the Yes campaign today. Great to see the Australian Olympic organisation behind this walk.
It's really important to us. We don't just say we're committed to reconciliation. We really are. We have 60 known Indigenous athletes on the Australian Olympic team ever. That's not enough. We want a whole lot
Thank
more.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
We had 16 in Tokyo
okay.
as part of the team. And we're very committed to try and build that number as we head towards Brisbane 2032.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. And I will say a big shout-out to the Boomers. We had Paddy Mills come to Cairns and launch the Indigenous basketball there, and we watched him train. When you look at a million-dollar man like that perform at the highest level in the elite as a professional, was fantastic to see. And then he went off with the Boomers and now playing with the Boomers. He's Olympian, and it's great to see, more colour, you could say, with the green and gold.
It was fantastic. I had the great privilege of selecting Paddy to carry the flag.
Yes, congratulations,
Tokyo.
Yes.
So it was
a good choice.
It was a real thrill for me and a very important moment, I thought. One, he deserved as an athlete, but two, it really showed it was great for us to give our first Indigenous athlete the honour of carrying the flag. He loved it. He was a great leader, and I'm sure he's still aiming for Paris as well.
For gold medals.
Seeing him running around the basketball court, still doing great things.
Excellent, fantastic. Look, we going back to the voice to Parliament. There's 3% of the population is First Nation, so we need the support from our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
And it's great to see that the Olympic Committee is behind this, and we thank you very much. Nice talking with you, Ian. All the best to you, And next time you're in Cairns, come and hang out with us at Bumby Bipper Media at the radio station.
Delighted to. Thanks for talking to me today.
You take care, Ian. All the best. So beautiful yarn there with Ian Chesterman, President of the Australian Committee of the Olympics. And look, fantastic. They said yes to supporting the Voice to Parliament. And that's why he's here, supporting Michael Long. Look, fantastic. And look, get the information before you make a sound decision. And we need to get it over the line. But have a talk to people who got more information. Knowledge is power. Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, 1-800-422-416.
Every day I hear the rain, every day it's falling down again. On the roof and through the trees, on my face and running across my feet. I'm standing as it's singing down and the thunder is cracking through the air. Close my eyes and listen as it's rumbling and rolling everywhere. Well, you know I love the rain. I'm feeling back home again. When I'm far away from home, I let the gray clouds gather in my mind. Watch the raindrops on the dirt, little circles come and kiss the earth. Steam is rising from the street, drifting up to leave this empty town. Surrender to the heat, and I won't be hanging around. Well, you know I love the rain. I'm feeling back home again. Plane a few hours more, and I can't wait to step out of that door. And when I smell the land, I'm gonna lift my head back and breathe it in. And I will feel the water on my skin, falling from that Garamilla sky. The rain, I'm feeling back home again. You know I love the rain, I'm feeling back home again. You know I love the rain, I'm feeling back home again. Thank you.
rain. The sun would hide, then come back again. You would smile, then you wave goodbye. I would have to wait until the tide was high to see you again.
Tia toka, maka taka, tia toka, maka taka, tia toka.
In the mango rain,
maka taka, tia toka, maka taka, tia toka, maka taka, tia toka.
In the mango rain.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, Cesaroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, Seroy patoli matoy parol matoy pa Rol matoy patoli matoy parol matoy pa Seroy patoli matoy parol matoy pa Rol matoy patoli matoy parol matoy pa Seroy patoli matoy parol matoy pa
Salasia kam Killing and pillaging they don't give a damn Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadsword knives and their muskets ablaze. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy.
Kwasi Yakam, Pia Drameriam from Lasendam, run to the south, Yabi Alam. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. Wasalasi Yakam, listen to my drum. Salasiyakam, Kometa Meuram from Sebek to Kiam, might get their bones lay exposed to bleach in the sun. There's blood on the beach. Wasalasiyakam, listen to my drum. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the boo. You call to come, listen to my drum. You call to come, listen to my drum. My
drum.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Now, silent killer on the rise. 1.8 million Australians are unaware they have kidney disease. Kidney disease is on the rise in Australia, with Kidney Health Australia reporting that 2 million people have kidney disease and 1.8 million are unaware they have the disease, referred to as the silent killer, because an individual can lose up to 90% of kidney function before symptoms are apparent. Preventative health measures and early detection are vital in tackling kidney disease. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Karen Dwyer, Kidney Health Australia Clinic Director. And on the line we have Karen. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Karen?
I'm calling in from Melbourne today.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. So, look, sad as it is, but it is the fact, silent killer on the rise. 1.8 million Australians are unaware they have kidney disease. So where we are, what do we need to do in regard to tests? What do we need to do for prevention?
Yeah, sure. So as you say, kidney disease is extremely common, and there are a lot of conditions that people have that increase their risk for kidney disease. So we would recommend people get what we call a kidney health check.
Yes.
Now, this is a simple procedure. A kidney health check comprises of three components. It's getting your blood pressure checked, it's getting a blood test to test the function of the kidney, and it's a urine test to see if the kidney is leaking any protein. And those three components comprise what we call a kidney health check. So if anybody has diabetes, heart disease, if they've been a smoker or are a smoker, if they're carrying some extra weight, particularly around the middle, or if they've got a family history of kidney disease, it's really important to get checked.
Is kidney disease hereditary, Karen?
It can be. So what we know is that there is a genetic cause of kidney disease called polycystic kidney disease. That's relatively common, but it's certainly not the commonest cause of kidney disease.
Okay.
But what we also know is if anyone in the family has had kidney disease, it increases the risk for future generations, irrespective of what the cause is.
Okay.
So there is a genetic component.
Okay, Karen, and at what ages are we talking?
Yeah, so if you've got any of those conditions that increase your risk for kidney disease, you should be checked no matter what age.
Okay.
If you don't have any of those, we recommend getting checked for Indigenous people starting at age 18 and for non-Indigenous starting at age 60. And that just reflects that amongst Indigenous peoples, we know that there's a very high burden of disease, so we want to be very proactive and identify kidney disease if it's present. And we know that just with some wear and tear over time, that there is an increased risk as people get older.
So when we're talking about overweight or what have you, what other symptoms? Are we talking dizziness? Are we talking illness?
Yeah, so when you first have kidney disease, most people are completely unaware that they've got kidney disease because there aren't any symptoms.
Okay.
And that's because we're generally born with two kidneys. Really, we've got a lot of kidney reserve. If you think about having a transplant, for example, you can live very healthy life with one kidney. You can donate a kidney and be very, very healthy.
Okay.
So it just shows that there can be damage or injury happening in the kidney without
we're not aware
really knowing anything about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
By the time symptoms come, we don't have very much kidney reserve. And those symptoms, when they do arise, can be pretty non-specific. You might feel a bit tired. You might have some swelling in the legs. The blood pressure might be a little bit more difficult to control. Mm. And then when things are quite advanced, that's where we see people are feeling nauseated, they lose their appetite, get short of breath. So really very non-specific symptoms. And this is why knowing what's going on is much better, because there are things we can do to slow the progression of kidney disease.
So we're looking at it. Usually once a year we have a medical checkup. So we're talking a full medical. So if you're checking your joints or your bones or what have you, do a kidney check at the same time.
Absolutely. So if you're at the doctor for any other reason, just ask to do a kidney health check, because knowledge is power. So if you know what's going on, then there are things to do that can really help preserve your kidney health. So absolutely. When you go to the doctor, make sure you get your blood pressure checked and then ask, how are my kidneys?
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much, Karen. Look, great information. And it is a silent killer, and we need to step up and be alert, be aware. And if you ain't going to do it for yourself, do it for your children, do it for your grandchildren.
Absolutely. And knowledge is power, and take control. And there's a lot of self-management that can really help kidney disease, but also all those other conditions.
Good words. Karen, thank you very much. You take care. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
No worries. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Adele Yande, that's Karen Dwyer, Keith Health Australia Clinic Director, and talking about the silent killer. We are talking about kidney disease, and it's on the rise. 1.8 million Australians are unaware they have kidney disease. So there it is, and it doesn't discriminate. And so we need to do our checkups. So when you're doing your normal checkup, just ask for a kidney disease checkup as well. So there it is. Have you say, Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.